This Lent, let God draw you closer. With Lent starting tomorrow, Ever and I would like to invite you to spend this famously spare season in a way that will help you get maximum enjoyment out of life. Sound provocative? Listen on. There's a problem with Lent and with the Christian life in general, how they are often posed as sacrificing worldly things in order to gain closer union with God. But this formula leaves out a crucial piece of the equation. It doesn't factor in that we generally aren't spiritually advanced enough to be driven by our desire for union with God. The hard truth is that we have too much of a taste for worldly things and their easy dopamine hits. And that means the leap to spiritual things can be a bridge too far. So, despite our desire for the fullness of the good for which we were created, we can experience Lent as a slog that we can't wait to see in the rearview mirror. Enter the Trinity House Way, which puts the spotlight on what God designed to fill that crucial gap, allowing us to make the leap from a cheap taste for worldly attractions to a rich desire for spiritual things. You see, God put something into the world where the material and spiritual come together, forming a perfect bridge for growing our desire for union with Him. Our bridge to a closer union with God is other people, especially our families. In our friends and families lies the secret to why the devil doesn't want us to follow the Trinity House way, because the evil one knows that our desire for communion with our loved ones is a strong assistance that we need to decrease our taste for worldly attractions and increase our desire for the show-stopping interpersonal communion that is the life of God. It's as simple as it sounds. When we decrease the amount of time we spend on addictive and largely impersonal activities, movies, video games, scrolling, shopping, overwork, it frees us up to spend time with our loved ones in more valuable interpersonal activities like conversation, walks, working side by side in the home, reading aloud, or playing a game together. Similarly, when we turn away from overindulgence in alcohol and food, our minds and bodies become clearer and stronger, and we're able to present to our loved ones, to be present to them in deeper ways. The progress of a Trinity House Lent should be very similar to any good detox. At first, the removal of the things that have been giving us cheap dopamine hits make us quite irritable. But instead of white-knuckling it toward our spiritual goals, let's devote ourselves to more interpersonal activities that increase family bonding, like the above-mentioned walks, talks, working, and cooking simple Lenten fare together, and more family prayer time. As we regain our taste for the communion we're made for, we will sense those feelings of irritability subside. As we get further from the addictive rushes, we get closer to true fulfillment. As we spend more time in relationship, growing our family bonds, our desire for the source of our family's love in His image will also grow. By the end of Lent, God will have drawn us from the bridge of a beautiful, engaged family life all the way into a greater union with its source. Not only will we have greater desire for God, we will have much more ability to focus on communion with Him in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving or service. As we prepare to journey through this season of detachment, let's not forget that we'll be gaining a taste for what we most desire. Instead of each family member having a Lone Ranger Lent of individual feats, let's come together and build a family that reflects God's image into the world. Our prayer for this Lent is that we'll discover the image, the treasure that is hiding in plain sight, the presence of God in our homes. Our families bear the Imago Trinitatis, the image of the Trinity, and they are our most sure means to greater union with Him. By focusing on the Trinity House way in Lent, may our families enter the season ahead and beyond with a new sense of togetherness and of our deepest identity as an image of the Most Holy Trinity.